Bone Boy Speaks, episode 817, Apple Pay Fraud.
Apple Pay has been touted, among other things, as being a secure way to do mobile payments because none of the information that's transmitted is referenced to you. It's like a one-time code or whatever. And even if somebody dumps your credit card information off of a terminal or something, well, there's nothing there to dump, really. It's just a one-time thing. And that's great, right? Well, it turns out that there's a kind of an important flaw in Apple's Apple Pay, and it's not with the system itself. It's actually with the it's really with the process of getting the credit cards onto your Apple device, either with it also now relies on the security of your iTunes account, because your iTunes account could easily get hacked, and now all of us or somebody could open up a new one and then get a credit card or all the normal amounts of personal information. They're so easily findable on the internet, and well, rather than just simply a lot of online transactions and stuff, right? I mean, there's a lot of card not present transactions that are out there. Of course, even when the chip and PIN credit cards come, we still have plenty of card not present transactions. If anytime we interact with an e-commerce site, right now, they don't have the physical credit card. They just like have it on file or something, maybe, or you type the numbers in, and guess what? Your numbers are still very easy to then now potentially load into Apple Pay. So now that you have all of this stuff, I mean, there's supposedly the act of validating that you actually have the physical credit card in your hand. Well, Apple, basically put that back to the banks, and the banks are, not necessarily doing their job. And so now all of these malicious credit cards are getting loaded into Apple Pay and taken into physical stores. And there you go. So maybe Apple Pay is not as secure, but do you blame Apple for this, or do you blame the credit card companies for not doing enough to validate that somebody has a physical credit card? They are who they say they are, right? It's another thing, right? How do you know it's me that's putting in the credit card? And how do you know that Apple account is mine and not somebody else's? So what it's essentially done is moved the problem around. And now the problem is something that is going to be, I think, a bit harder to fix, right? And I don't know. I mean, there's been news stories about it, and I presume now we're going to start seeing Apple Pay fraud. We're going to start seeing, Google Pay fraud. I mean, there's going to be when you can load your credit card onto a mobile device very easily, and how do you know that it's the credit card that you have and not something else? I mean, we're entering a brave new world here, and we only thought that there was a fraud problem before. Now it's probably going to be even worse. I don't know. I mean, of course, the other side of that is most likely if you're going into one of these places and using an Apple device to pay, you're most likely going to be, you're not anonymous at that point because you're making a physical purchase or something. And so people are going to get, there's going to be people arrested for this, I'm sure, pawning off bad credit cards and, using an iPhone or something. But it's just amazing how much, fraud there is in the credit card system, and Apple Pay, unfortunately, is in some ways making the problem worse. But the system, unfortunately, the credit card system has basically brought this on itself, if you ask me. They've had plenty of time to try and deal with these issues, and of course consumers just want it to be easy, right? And so and without having to change everything, and changing the entire system to even just support chip and PIN has been put off for a very long time. But of course, chip and PIN is not a panacea. There's still credit card fraud in elsewhere. So this is the fraud's going to continue, and the industry's had time to try and come up with better solutions to this, but they're not. And, you know, and unfortunately, fraud's just a part of business. And we're, you know, unfortunately, us as consumers are in the middle. And even though I don't have a phone that's capable of Apple Pay, if somebody steals my credit card, they could easily load it into an iTunes account, or, you know, hack my iTunes account or whatever. And so, you know, what do you do? I don't know. I mean, but just be aware that this is going on. And, you know, people could keep, you know, hackers can potentially, you know, steal your iTunes account, load a credit card into it that's yours, and go off to the races. And you know, that's definitely don't need that. And unfortunately, there's not, at this point, there's not too much we as consumers can do about it. It's something that, you know, Apple and the banks will have to figure out. And hopefully the banks will do a better job of validating who their customers are before people load in their credit cards into Apple Pay or Google Pay or anything like that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.